This is the painting here. You will see it is very lovely, not so?
Well, look, Mr. Kretzner, I know very little about painting. I know what I like, and that's about it.
That's a pity. They might have sent someone across who was more informed. However, this looks like a Sepanzini, painted in the year 1604. It is entitled Year of the Muse.
Oh, right. Oh, well, that's just great.
I said it looks like a Sepanzini, but it's a fake.
Well, that's why you called us in, huh?
That's why I called you in, yes. This painting cost us around $750,000.
Oh, that's some zoomer.
It is not the only fake hanging here. There are two other Sepanzinis, or so we thought. They also are faked.
Mr. Kretzner, I may not know my art, but I know my business as an FBI agent, I mean. And I know the chief of police was wrong in calling me in. This is a civil matter.
Is it? This gallery did not pay for the paintings, Mr. Rickson. The government did. So is it still a civil matter?
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Cry Fake.
Masters.
Lee, there's a Mr. Rickson here.
Tony Rickson?
Yeah, Lee, that's right.
Okay, send him in, Sam.
Okay, Lee.
You understand it now, Johnny?
Yeah, I reckon so, but Forrest is not going to like it.
The D.A.? When I worry about him, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Lee, I know, but he is the D.A. He reckons he's got a watertight case against Manning Davids.
He hasn't, Johnny. Take my findings to him. Come in.
Hi, Lee. Johnny.
Hello, Tony. Haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, been on vacation. You busy with this egg, Lee, or can I come in and talk?
No, you can come in and talk, Tony. No. Take the chair on the left of my desk. It's more comfortable.
Well,
the sound of your footsteps, Tony. Okay, sit down.
I guess I've kind of forgotten how you work.
Well, why are you here, then?
Oh, because my bosses haven't forgotten. And apparently, I'm not educated. I don't dig art. So, the ball comes your way.
Johnny, get Sam to bring us some coffee, will you?
Sure, Lee.
Sam Russell up three coffees. One black, one white, and...
Oh.
You, Tony?
White.
I make you two white, Sam, huh?
Okay, Johnny.
Like I said, I don't dig art.
Yeah, well, cut the conundrums, Tony. Get to the point. I'm a busy guy.
Okay, you're buying the coffee. Lee, I was called in by a character called Hiram Kretzner, owner of the new gallery, East 25th. Strange guy, egghead. Seems as some wise guy's been planting fakes on.
This is it, Lee.
Thanks, Johnny. To the left, up two stories.
You been here before?
Yeah, I used to come here often. Lunchtimes. Kretzner wasn't the curator then.
Now, this looks pretty tame to me, Lee. So, a fake picture or two. Anyone in the FBI could have taken the case.
Perhaps. Walk ahead of me, Johnny. I'll follow.
Say, what's this painter's name again? Sabanzini or something? Sounds like a hair cream. You know, Lee, I reckon Tony Rickson's so darn stupid, he didn't want to take it.
Hence, now we come to the third. All by Sebenzini. A total of $1,750,000, and all for fake pictures, Mr. Masters.
Mm. May I feel this one?
I don't see why not. It's of no value to us now. It comes down to the others tonight.
Mm. The cracker lure induced by rolling around a canvas, rubbing with the fingers, like Van Meegeren.
Yes, it must have been the same way. I see you know art, Mr. Masters.
I know enough. Who sold the paintings to you, Mr. Kretzner?
A certain Mr. Marquette, Raoul Marquette. He's in New York. Your men have been on to him. He knows nothing, apparently.
Where would he have got the Stepanzinis?
It is said they were found here, Mr. Masters. I'm not concerned where they came from. But I've been made a laughingstock, and our government has wasted its money, a lot of money.
Yeah. I remember we played up these paintings. Recognition of an Italian master whose works had long been lost.
Yes, that's right. So I can take them down now?
Yeah, take them down. Store them in your dry room, Mr. Kretzner. I'll want to examine them again. Johnny, get Raoul Marquette's address from Mr. Kretzner and take me there now.
Disturbing situation.
Who authorized payment?
Senator Lexbridge. He is a scholar.
So I've heard. And then?
Once the money was in my hands, I approached these men again and handed the money to them. I took the paintings. The senator was with them, and they were placed in the new gallery.
When did you suspect they may have been faked?
Not for a long time. They had been hanging for 2 months. Then one of the paintings fell from its hanging. The paint cracked. It showed an overwork. The area around the crack was cleared. Underneath, we found the traces of an old painting. Sebenzini painted on fresh canvas. Instead of causing a fuss immediately, we left the painting hanging. But again examined the 2 others. The second was a fake. And the third.
Didn't you give them a scientific test before you put them on the wall?
Frankly, Mr. Masters, we did not.
Mm-hmm.
You'll remember the Italian government was standing for re-election. The Communist Party was strong, but they lost 4 seats.
Yeah. And under cover of spreading goodwill, we suddenly bought these 3 Sebenzinis and went into a spiel about how they'd be lent to a free, democratic Italy one day, so that the Italians could see their own painter again.
Yes, something of the sort.
Yeah.
A goodwill gesture. It did nothing but to create publicity. But publicity, good publicity between nations, is invaluable.
Especially when a new air base is going up near Rome. Ours. Well, what happens now?
Well, the paintings will be stored at the new gallery. And then, I suppose, they will be destroyed. You will have a drink?
No, thanks.
Mr. Bridges?
Yeah, please.
You have been slightly bemused by our discussion.
No, not entirely. I was just smelling a rat. You were taken for a ride, all right, Mr. Marquette. You have no idea where to find these men who sold you the paintings? What were their names again?
Lingman and Terence. No idea at all. Rye?
Yeah, please, on the rocks. You checked their address?
Well, naturally. They had gone. But this was to be expected.
Well, how come?
Yeah, your drink.
Oh, thanks.
Well, their manner of finding the Sebenzinis, which we took to be genuine, was illegal.
Yeah, it's happened before, Johnny, you know. Maybe not with paintings. Articles brought back to the States from Italy. Perhaps picked up via Germany. Our boys are in Berlin, remember? Smuggled in here. And sold at a profit. So it was with the Sebenzinis.
With the fake Lee? Well, we put a search out for Lingman and Terence?
It's out already, Johnny.
Huh?
When you left me to get the coffee, when Tony Rickson called, I asked him to do it.
Oh, well, I'd better check on it all the same. Okay if I use the phone, Mr. Marquette?
Go ahead.
I'll take a slug of this first. Whew. You have a mean hand. This is powerful.
A drink is a drink, Mr. Bridges.
Yeah, sure. And a fake is a fake, right?
I'll get on to it, Lee. Hiram tells me you are a connoisseur, Mr. Masters.
No, I have a fair knowledge. I know about Van Meegeren and others.
Yes, a clever man that proved the world.
And a very good painter in his own right.
Yes. The Christ at Demers is a masterpiece. Again, in the manner of Vermeer, about the masterpiece.
The senator in town?
Lexbridge?
Yeah.
I think so. Must you see him?
Yeah, he authorized the purchase. He saw the fakes with you and Kretzner.
Yes, he did.
Nothing to me, no sign of them. Tony's beefing.
What about?
Set to tell you he wants to get down to some real work.
He'll get it. Thank you, Mr. Marquette. I'm going to see Senator Lexbridge.
Thank you. I wish you luck. This is a very bad thing to have happened. I feel a fool.
You and Kretzner both. Okay, Johnny, finish your drink. Stop the car, Johnny.
What gives?
As we drove away from the senator's house, I heard a car approach.
I sure didn't hear it.
From here, you should be able to look back up the drive without being seen. Take a look.
Okay. Yeah, there's a car, all right. Who's getting out of it? Go on, ask me.
Right, you're asked.
Well, from this distance, it looks kind of like Hiram Kretzner.
Yeah, it fits. Okay, Johnny, stutter up back to the office.
Look, Lee, I may be dumb sometimes, but
a fake is a fake is a fake, right? Except when it's not a fake.
I had some work to catch up on. How'd you know?
The light was on. There's a change in temperature when a light has been on. For a long time. I came in from the dark. The difference is slight, but it's there.
All right, Lee, I give in. Hey, weren't you and Johnny going straight home?
We were, but there's work to be done. Sam, care to give me a number?
Oh, sure, Lee, of course. I'm not finished here yet, anyway. Who'd you want?
Professor Roland Stanchevsky,
uh-huh.
Richmond School of Advanced Art. His number's in my file, on your right.
Huh?
Okay, Sam, don't gape. You're wearing silk at Russell's. I know where you are. Okay, ring him for me.
Okay. Stancy, Stan Silk, Stanchevsky. Oh, here it is, Lee. Say, where's Johnny?
Parking the car.
You want to speak, Lee?
Yeah. No, hand me the receiver, Sam.
There.
Stanchevsky?
Lee Masters, Roland.
Oh, Lee. You were lucky to find me in. I have a class at 7. How are you, by the way?
I'm well, Roland. I trust you're the same.
Yes, I am. But busy, you know.
Well, I won't keep you long. Tell me, Sebancini.
The painter? What do you want to know?
It said he painted on fresh canvas each time. I'm not sure this is correct. I've heard he sometimes overpainted on his own stuff.
Oh, more than that, Lee. He sometimes overpainted on other works. You must not forget that in his time, the early 17th century, most painters were kept by patrons. He was the exception, because he was something of a rebel, I think. He was also a poor man. But why the questions?
So poor, he'd snitch used canvas and use it?
Sometimes. He was a poor man, as I say. One would think canvas was easily obtainable and cheap, but in those days, not entirely so. Raphael and others were different, of course.
I'm not interested in Raphael, Roland. You got time to fill me in on a few more details? Faking?
I want to know. Yeah, carry on.
So it will be easy to do. Apply the brown varnish on the canvas, remove it, and the ink stays in the crackleur.
Yeah, yeah, in the tracery of cracks on the painting. So I could take a genuine Sebansini, make it appear a fake, if I found overpainting especially.
Yes. Apply fresh varnish and more ink, and you would confuse an expert. If you were thinking of making an old master appear a fake, that is.
Roland, thank you. You've given me the answer I need. Thanks.
Not a bit. Oh, but one day, you will tell me what you are wanting this information for, eh?
You'll read about it, Roland. So long. Johnny?
Yeah?
Get me Tony Rixon. We're going to the new gallery.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. I want Tony Rixon to meet us downstairs. 20 minutes, no more.
Well, what about Hiram Kristner?
I don't want him around.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, where are you going right now, Lee?
To wash my hands. Bring him, Johnny.
Okay, I think this key'll do it.
Open the door, Tony. No, 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 wait. Okay.
What were we waiting for?
Just listening, Tony. Open the door.
Uh-huh.
I'll lead the way.
Well, I've got the pencil torch, Lee.
You'll need it. I won't. The Sebansini painting is here.
Yeah. Yeah, the year of the mules. That's what it says.
What you gonna do, Lee?
Why do you think I wash my hands, Johnny? My fingers are sensitive. But I want them extra sensitive.
Uh-huh. That's why you were rubbing them against your pants as we walked in.
Yeah, yeah. Warmth. Circulation. Cold fingers don't feel. Yeah. Well, heart and paint as it should be, but an over-varnish. The crackleur stretching from left to right. Yeah, well, cracks right across. Oh, wait. Slight softness. Johnny, what have I got on my fingers?
Well, let's have a look, Lee. Shiny torture, Tony.
Yeah. Oh, I just hope you guys know what you're doing.
We know what we're doing. Well, Johnny, what do you see?
I'd almost say that I'm back in school again, Lee. That could be ink. It comes from the large crack in the center where you had your finger a moment ago.
Yeah, that's right. Tony, shine the torch under the part I scraped away a moment ago.
Okay.
Well, what do you see?
Oh, just the scraping. Johnny says it could be ink.
It is. What else is there?
Huh? Oh. Well, underneath, that's in the crack. It's very fine, Lee, but...
Yeah, yeah, keep looking.
Yeah, well, here, check with me, Johnny, will you?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Take a look. It seems like dirt underneath. Pretty hard in there. It could have been there for centuries.
As it has. And the ink above it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, but cracks are very fine. I'm not sure.
Don't worry, I'm sure. Okay. Again, it fits. The painting's still in the gallery. Why? Because the cold room is always double locked to the new gallery, by curator and attendant.
You told me you asked Kristner to put them away.
Correction. He told me they'd be put away and destroyed later. Perhaps. But these weren't going to be destroyed.
Lee, I know we're on the case, and we maybe have a right to be here, but...
Kretzner, Marquette, and Senator Lexbridge. Plus the two men that sold the paintings to them. All all in on it.
Lee, please, this could cost me my job.
When is a painting not a painting, Tony? And when is a heist a heist?
I don't get it. Lee, for heaven's sake, quit the kidding. Look, if you found something, let's do something about it. But what gives?
When I came here and saw Kressner, I felt the painting. I felt then a slight softness in the crack of you. Sevancini often overpainted on other works. Kretzner should have known this. He said this was why he knew they were faked, because they were overpainted. He was lying.
You mean...
The paintings are original, Johnny.
Yes, the paintings are original.
I know that.
Yeah, very clever. I'll tell you what, all of you. I'll make a shot.
Who is that there?
Someone known to Lee. Now you can see. But I have forgotten. The two others do not know me. Professor Roland Stanchevsky.
That's right. I made one mistake, Roland. I didn't expect you to be in on it.
Can you imagine? You phoned me, asked my advice. I knew what you suspected.
You heard us talking?
Yes, and you were right. The others are waiting downstairs to take the paintings and hold them for ransom. Yes, $1.75 million to buy the originals, which were proved fake. Marquette takes the money, he shares it and leaves the country. Yesterday. I leave tomorrow, as does Kressner.
And Lingman and Terence, will he keep the paintings, holding them for ransom?
Yes. A letter to Senator Lexbridge. The United States government would look fools, wouldn't they not? So, they would buy them back. Again, at $1.75 million. And if they didn't?
The world would laugh. Because for a while, they believed them to be fake.
Correct. Then the senator would take a long trip to Europe, collect his share, and not come back. But even if he did, he could not be prosecuted. Again, the risk of laughter. That the government was taken for a ride.
Why are you telling us all this?
I am a professor. I like to expatiate. Tonight, the paintings will go. We saw the light of your torch from below. Your accomplice was careless, Lee.
Huh? I'm sorry, Lee, but... don't you get it? Perhaps if you'd explain...
The others are downstairs.
Huh? Yes, they are waiting for me to give them the all clear. Now, I shall have to tie you up, I'm afraid. Yes, now... Any trouble, and I use the gun. And you know about guns, hey, Lee? A gunshot lost you your sight.
All right, Roland. I'll just step off of the carpet, and you can tie me up.
Now, great, Lee, the old carpet pulling trick.
Me too. How'd you like that?
Almost as much as a genuine Sevancini. Ring the office, Tony. Take him in and the others downstairs. If you're quick, you'll get him.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry Van Veek.